from his chair, but I don't know if he left.
I'm back. I just I think the little one woke up from a nap, so I had to plunk her down.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we can jump onto this. It's October 14th, 2021, and this is collective bargaining between the bargaining team for the University of West Florida Board of Trustees and the bargaining team for the United Faculty of Florida chapter at the University of West Florida. And I'm Mike Vanamore.
Dan Lucas.
Jamie Sprague.
Michael Wyatt.
Matt Schwartz.
Jessica Whittle.
Dean DeBolt.
John Fink.
Dean and Jonathan, when we last met, we talked about our problems with the request for Article 26, in particular 26.8 of free university courses. And we went back and continued to look at the law and what other people are doing and how they're doing it. And we still have this concern that we cannot go beyond the statutory limit of the tuition-free courses. But at the same time, we wanted to try to reach a compromise and hopefully make a change that, although it's not everything you're asking for, it is something. It's incremental movement in your direction. And so maybe with this change in our position, we might be able to find a way to a contract. And that is this: we are willing to increase the cap on graduate courses that are tuition free from 3 to 6, as you requested. But everything else in 26.8 would stay the same.
So Mike, would that be, appreciate the thoughts on that and the consideration on that. That increase from 3 to 6, that would still be within the total 6 cap, right?
I believe, if I understand your question, the answer is yes.
Yeah, so they would still say they're allotted up to 6 total hours, but potentially someone who just had a graduate student who was doing that they could take 6 rather than just limit to 3, right?
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me Dean and I. Dean, did you have any questions on that? Okay. I think that we'll be able to figure out a ballpark here to kind of work within that. And just, I think that because we were thinking about things to stay within that statutory limit is, well, what the debate about the statutory limit is as well. And so we have some thoughts on that too, but I'll take this back to, we'll have a quick caucus probably get back within 10 minutes. It won't be long.
Sounds good. We'll see you in 10 minutes. And I guess the team, my BOT team.
Just if you guys want something to think about, what we were looking at is having an extension in some ways also of the scholarship component that we finished the pilot program of, right? So I think that there'll be a balance of this. And so that's, if there's something you guys wanted to talk about, think about, because we've had that, we're finishing the pilot of that additional scholarship element as well. So that's probably a balance of these two elements is what we'll come back with, something like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, so, Jonathan, we'll see you in 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Hi, everybody.
Jonathan.
Can you all hear me okay? I switched over to my headphones.
Yes. Loud and clear, John.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you for that quick caucus. I just sent Jessica a proposal. I think we're really close on this. One of the things to think about is the same way that you guys, you know, after our sessions, you know, you guys go back and you talk to the representatives, and you kind of, you're here at the table to represent them, to get their sensibilities about what they're able to do. And it's the same thing on our end. You know, we
we're empowered simply to reach a temporary agreement with the hope that we put something together that all sides will ratify and agree to, right? So what faculty have expressed to us is, you know, they're trying to find what they want to see is like the appropriate balance between, you know, the university's concerns, which we've addressed and reached a sense of understanding on those, and as well as kind of their concerns. And I think we're getting really close to that. Our proposal, which should be in there now that Jessica proposed, I think hopefully creates a sufficient balance that we'll be able to get this ratified and move forward kind of quickly on these things. The proposal, I've included two documents. One is, it's just simply, I've updated the proposal to resolve that we put forward to match this. To match the current proposal. And the other one is just the benefits document. So we have in that, I can show it to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can, I'll just go ahead and share my screen if that's okay while you guys are pulling that up. Okay. So this is the proposal. The free university courses for faculty or dependents. This is at, so we've incorporated the 6 hours that you all have proposed here for the graduate credit hours per semester. And then the only thing that we've added in is information about that tuition scholarship program. We've just completed the pilot program of that. For last year and this year, and we'd been allocating $35,000 a year for that. My understanding is that wasn't fully utilized, that there were still funds that were remaining after that. So what we've tried to propose here is a way to include funding for that tuition program within the CBA in such a way that we don't have to continue re-upping it on an annual basis, but simultaneously to address, there could be circumstances that arise when the university may not have funding for that scholarship, right? So the language we've proposed is that beginning next year, the university would make available $20,000 on an annual basis to fund the tuition scholarship program for in-unit faculty dependents, right? And this would be in addition to the 6 hours that's already in the contract and the changes that you all have proposed. The language that surrounds it, it says that the university will inform the faculty 30 days prior to the application deadline about the criteria, right, these sort of things. It says just the definition of faculty dependent will be the same as defined above for available items. And it says that should funds from those $20,000 remain from a previous academic year, the university is would only be required to maintain that funds at a $20,000 level, right? So if only $10,000 are used 1 year, the university would only have to increase that fund to $20,000 for the next year. Now, anticipating some elements that we thought that may be of concern to the university, we've also included language in D here. It's essentially a waiver allowing the university to define the terms and eligibility criteria for the scholarship, right? Our concern is just that $20,000 is available. You know, we don't feel the need to kind of get into the negotiation of those finer details of eligibility, right? So we've included a language saying that the university can define the terms and conditions of that criteria as long as they're not in conflict with this agreement and UFS has been provided opportunity to provide comment. Additionally, we've included language in E that says, you know, should the university determine that funds are not available for the tuition scholarship program for dependents for a specific academic year, the university can suspend the program for a period of time not to exceed one academic year, right? So we're including in this the ability of the university to suspend the program for up to an academic year and to inform the faculty. Should a suspension or removal of that program need to go beyond one academic year, then that would be time to be to have that brought into bargaining and or to renegotiate for a fuller suspension if need be. But we think $20,000 is a very agreeable, you know, a fair amount to kind of introduce this more fully into the contract. And I think it's a good, we think it's a good balance combined with the increase from 3 to 6 for graduate that we could get all of this ratified together and move forward. So I think we're really close on that.
All right, Jonathan, I understand the ask and I don't have any questions. Does anybody else on the BOT bargaining team have a question for Jonathan about the proposed changes to 26?
Jonathan, this is Jamie. I have a question. You said this would begin the next calendar year. So should it be beginning in the 22-23 academic year?
It would be the 21-22 academic year. I'm sorry. So you're saying 22-23. Yes. Yeah. We can update that, Jamie. That would not be a problem at all for us to say the 20, because I think you're absolutely right. Like the current pilot program goes through this year. And our intent was that it would start next year. Yeah. So it should be 22-23.
Yeah. Because I guess at least for the fall, people have already, well, they couldn't take advantage of it, right? Because it's already
So it should say 22-23, and I can update that to reflect that.
All right, that's great, Jonathan. All right, anybody else have any questions? All right, what we're going to do is we're going to jump into a caucus, Jonathan. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Can I give you one more small thing to think about in caucus too? If this is agreeable and we're moving towards kind of ratification of this, one thing we will want to think about on conflict of interest is because if everything's ratified, it becomes live because we're currently in that contract year, right, upon ratification. So the new language requires faculty to report an absence of outside activity by August 31st. So we'll need to think about just like some sort of language or something that addresses for this year when faculty would need to report that absence of activity, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. We obviously couldn't go back in time and do that either. It would have to pick up. And then the other thing is, if we can reach an agreement on the I think we've reached agreement on the article that would allow us to drop the class grievance, right? On the criteria.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Isn't there a class grievance, but we negotiated an article now that addresses that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know what you're asking. Yeah. So that doesn't, I can't speak on behalf of that grievance. I'm not the grievance officer, but my understanding is that there's a path to get that resolved. But I can't speak to dropping a grievance.
Okay. All right. I don't want to put you on the spot. Well, we can address that in a different channel. All right, everybody. And
I'll update these to say 22, 23 and send new copies.
Sounds good. All right. Okay. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Great.
Recording in progress.
Jonathan, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, great. Well, we like the idea. We like the direction you're going in. We may be able to resolve this last article and everything else without another meeting. We just have a wee bit of homework to do so that we can answer a couple of questions that our client would like answered from us. So we're going to have to go back and do that. We'll get back to you either by way of an executed Article 26 or by way of an invitation to another meeting.
Okay, that sounds great. I sent Jessica both of those updated documents, right? That show the 2022-2023 year. And just so it's clear, we've updated that as a full proposal to resolve, right? So it's all of those elements together.
We understand.
Okay, and if you guys feel satisfied signing that and sending it back, we'll be happy to sign and return it to you.
Okay, good. I'm hopeful that is going to be the resolution, but we just have to do a little due diligence first.
Okay, and our intent with that 1 year suspension is that one thing to keep in mind is that the benefits article is always open on every contract, right? Like it's never closed down for more than a year. So there, our intent is that should the university feel a need to negotiate that out of the contract or to make it's always going to be an opportunity to do that, right?
Yeah. It's still fair game for future negotiations on both sides.
Exactly. Yeah. So, all right, that sounds great. Well, we'll stand by. Do you know, Mike, is PERC still allowing for variances to do online ratifications?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, PERC is in the process, and it might already be in place, of creating a new rule that's going to allow all ratifications to be virtual.
Perfect. That's great. I'm glad they're updating to 1997. That's
my good. Word. My word. The internet. Yeah. We didn't stand out in front of PERC going internet.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, that's great. All right. Well, thanks everybody. We'll just be in touch.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon, Jonathan.
Thanks, y'all.